to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. Today's Sunday, August the 3rd, here on The Flavor. And today, we're doing a three-part series on cooking and camping. And today, it's about RVs. Yes, RVs. Cooking inside an RV. And we brought three guests today. Our first guest, Katie Snowberger. She is from Northern Oregon, and she writes for the retail outlet called The Climb. Their website is CLYMB, and she writes and she camps. She does a lot of camping, and she kind of comes to Flavor and tells us about the different tips that she's learned while camping. And then talk to a state park ranger in Washington State. There's a park in that part of the coast called the Olympic State Park. And he sees campers a lot go in and go to the park. And he tells us what he sees and what's his views as far as camping, cooking and camping. And you could tell from the music that we have in the background, this is Outback music from Australia. We brought a guest. She's in California now, Yvonne Schmider. She has a show called the RVCookingShow.com. It's on television, and she has a website. She and her mate, I'm working on my Australian language. She goes for 90 days camping in Australia with an RV for 90 days. And she knows about cooking with RVs, and she tells us what happens in Australia. You gotta stay tuned, relax, and enjoy our show about RV cooking, Fireside Creation. I found a song I have to dedicate to all the campers here, for the month of August. They're camping, they're either leaving the campsite or going to the campsite for vacation. And I want to dedicate this song to you guys. Relax, listen to our music from Australia, and stay tuned for our RV show. I had to dedicate that song for all the RV campers today for this summer. I found that song. I had to dedicate that song. you know, Route 66, because everybody's traveling here, going to different campsites. I had to do it. So that was the dedication song. Now, our guest, Katie Snowberger, again, you have to listen to our interview. You don't, you just take down some pen, you know, pen and pad here for, you know, I always say that because you learn. I'm always learning, and I hope you guys are too from our shows. And she's an outdoors woman, lady. She's been camping a long time. And here's our interview as far as the climb, the rider, and the camper.
Well, so tell us, I mean, you know, as a beginner, maybe you can give us like a crash course on as far as your outdoors and as far as cooking, like for the beginner and the expert, what's good to start out with?
I always really believe in making a meal plan. A lot of times when I go camping with a bigger people, I turned into a rut. That's a degree sister on our way out and just got what looks good. But if you camping for more than a couple nights or camping with more than a couple of people, I really think it's really beneficial to set up like a breakfast and dinner meal plan and then try to get an ingredient that you can use multiple times. So then you're cutting down on how much like food you're packing in or keeping refrigerated, even if you're car camping, take that into consideration. So, like, the last time we went out, we had, for example, we got plain Greek yogurt and used it for breakfast every morning, and we also used it as a topping for tacos and chili instead of sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
And little things like that, trying to find multiple ways to use all of your ingredients, and that's why setting ahead is so many secrets. You can think about the ingredients that you're packing and the different ways you can use them throughout your trip.
And, you know, that must be spoken with experience. You know, just going...
Yeah, I know. It was a trial by fire tasting after a while. You're like, why are we getting all this food? And we could just bring, you know, a lot less food that can do more things.
Makes sense. Wow, makes sense. So, you said basically, what's some of the, you know, what are some good items to bring? You know, if I know everybody has a different preference, but what's a good item that you can use?
My favorites are always Greek yogurt. If you're not backpacking for car camping, you can use that for breakfast every morning and also as a topping on your other meals.
Okay, so you said granola breakfast bars.
Yeah, you can make your own breakfast bars and. Or, you know, I can buy them. It's totally fine as well. I like making my own because it makes the taste a little bit better. I really like tortillas.
Okay, say that again. Say that again for our listeners and myself.
Tortillas.
Okay.
Favorite things to bring because they're really tropical. You know, they don't take up as much space for backpacking. You can use them, you can make them tacos, you can, we put like peanut butter and honey on them.
And
use them for lunch.
Very smart.
Yeah, tortillas are probably my number one go-to backpacking food.
And you know, when you go to the store to get tortillas, I mean, they give you a lot.
Yeah, you're tired, and so as long as you can find different ways to use them,
That's a good idea. Wow. So bring tortillas, and you said granola bars. So you said you make your own granola. How about as far as the different meats and everything? What do you bring as far as camping? Is that, you know, your...
If I'm car camping, I will make some pre-cooked chicken sausage, or, you know, pre-cooked sausages or the lunch meat. I know some people love like marrying steak or getting really technical. I'm not a huge meat eater, and so the keeping meat refrigerated but cold enough to keep it safe outside really makes me nervous. So I go for pre-cooked meat all the way from car camping, and chances are if I'm backpacking, unless I'm bringing like a mountain house, like meat lasagna. I'm going to go crispy vegetarian with my menu just to avoid any possible, you know, like spoiled meat.
So you got to bring a backup for the backup.
All right, that was Katie, and she was talking about, you know what was interesting, you know, and I took some notes here, you know, what she was talking about tortillas, bringing tortillas, how it can last a lot longer, and you can do a lot of things with tortillas as far as different dishes. You can make this, you can make tortillas with corn, tortillas with pre-cooked meat, pre-cooked chicken, pre-cooked sausage, and I like that as far as camping. That's a great idea. You know, we're going to go back and we're, you know, kind of talk and listen to what Katie has. And she has a great story she has about camping, what they did. So let's go back.
Wow. Well, you know, I always ask, you got to give me a good camping story. You know, I always ask. That's my, kind of like my thing. I always ask that, you know.
All right, a good camping story. You know. And I'll just, I can't think of anything which is very, like, extra funny. Or just looks like a funny story.
No, any story.
Okay. So, last summer, we decided to start the tradition of lady camping. And the friend camping was just your girlfriend. And we took that as an opportunity to make everything a little extra fancy.
Okay, now wait a minute. So you went camping and it was just like all ladies, all girls, ladies or girls?
All ladies.
Okay.
Camping. Okay. And it's cool. Something that, like, when we went to the fire camp, that was also an extension of the ladies camping.
Okay, like the view, camping. You know that show, The View?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Well, lady camping started last year, and we made a point to bring, like, you know, you kind of have, like, your river beer, so you guys kind of camp there. We're going to find some, like, nice, like, IPAs. We're going to get some, like, craft beers and, like, really, like, local fresh berries. And we brought table cloths and, like, place bags. We made table cloths and, like, nice things for decorating the keyboard.
Okay.
We're car camping, so we have the space and just tried a little bit to make our campsite a little bit fancier than we tried to make a campsite.
Okay.
And it was so much fun, and we were in a campsite, so other people would, like, talk their time, like, wow, guys, like, you have a whole picnic set up, and of course, like, a well set table, and we had some flowers, we have, like, a floor arrangement.
Wow.
So if anyone wants to try to class up camping a little bit,
so it was kind of like exterior decorating for camping.
Yes, exactly. You see how we bought in a decorative element.
Okay. All right. So no guys at all allowed? Like, no guys?
No boys allowed.
You kick them out, like, if anybody even walk through there, you guys.
Yeah, seriously. It's a really fun thing to do, too. Just, you know, set up your own site and let your own fires. And, of course, like, ladies can do that, but it's a really fun, too.
Wow.
And we have ladies
taking
care of everything. Like, yeah, you can do this really easily.
You want to struggle at all. You know, you thank you, Katie Hilberg, for being on our show from Northern Oregon, from the Clump. You know, can you tell people how to reach your article? You know, because you're a writer for Outdoors, and can you tell people how to read about your work, you know?
Anthony, really fun. You're also on the way going to have to check out for climb.com, which is a fantastic place to get outdoor gear, camping gear, sleeping bags, anything for pretty cheap, and it's awesome stuff. So go to climb.com, it's CLYMB, and then you see a tab that says stories, and that is where the blog lives, and everything there is amazing.
Wow.
I think the clip that you took on tips, and mine is, like, I think my most recent one is, like, five backcountry cooking tips, Okay. Your meals not suck. And then that'll bring you to the rest of my work. But it's such a good blog to look around in because a lot of employees contribute to it. And just a lot of other experts will submit stories. And so, in general, it's an amazing blog too.
Wow. Yeah. And that's WWCLYMD.com.
Yep.
Okay.
And so you get great deals and endorsements and a really, really awesome place to check out blog writing. Just and tell you how
good. Wow.
And win-win.
Thank you for being on our show on Flavor Living Radio and Katie, and you know, kind of telling us about different foods and, you know, the tortillas and the sweet potato stew. Come on. That's good stuff right there. But thank you for being on our show.
That's all, yeah. That's great. Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. All right. Well, thank you.
That was Katie from theclimb.com, CLYMB.com, and you saw that they had their own camping site. All ladies, no men could go there, you know, and they had it kind of blocked off for their specialized camping trip there. You know, that I think that's cool, you know. But I was listening to the Australian music, and I came up with some. I think I have some more items about Australia. Hold on for one second.
Hello. So I'm here with Zoe.
Hello.
Also known as Zoella. What is it? Zoella 228.
Oh yeah, you don't
all
have
that
to
stuff.
Worry about that.
As you, some of you know, I've done lots of accent videos in the past. Zoe's never done any accent videos, so we thought we'd speak a little bit of Australian.
Yeah, we'll attempt to.
What we're basically going to be doing, on our phone, we've got like typical Australian slang.
Yeah.
We're going to be reading it out to each other and trying to guess it sort of in an Australian accent kind of thing. No. Zoe's like a little pro at it. She's like, yeah, I'm so good at this. She came around, she's like, yeah, I'm so good. Like, oh, I'm just amazing. I'm going to start with g'day. Do you know what g'day means?
It just means hello, surely.
Yeah, kind of.
G'day, mate.
Yeah.
Marcus. Oh, Marcus is hard to say in Australia. Say Marcus.
I don't know. Peru. Peru.
What is that?
Peru. Peru.
Peru. Goodbye. Hello.
Yeah. That's
goodbye.
Right. Goodbye. Yeah.
Peru. Thongs.
Thongs. Now, I know what this is only because I've been in Australia, but they're like flip-flops. So like when I was in Australia, I was like, oh, do you sell any flip-flops? And they're like,
what's that?
You mean a thong? And I was, what
is that American?
That
was American.
Thong.
Thong. Thong. Do you want to wear some thongs on your foot?
You knew that.
I knew that
quick.
One. A Danny.
So what'd you say? Sheila. Sheila.
Okay, so we use this as a woman's name, but do they just call females Sheila?
Yeah. How do you?
Weird.
You're like a pro at this.
Oh, good day, Sheila. I'm just popping to the Danny.
Good day, matey. I'm learning. I'm just learning Australian, but. For the real, as far as RV cooking in Australia, we're going to go to Yvonne Schmider. And she's going to tell us about what happened on her trip when she went to Australia. They went there for 90 days, 3 months. And wow, 3 months in an RV camping in Australia.
Well, we are back here. And today, no, this is our three-part series on camping and cooking, and this part is on RV and cooking, and we have a specialist here on Flavor Living Radio. Her name is Yvonne Schmider, and Yvonne, hello, how are you doing? Welcome to Flavor Living Radio.
Well, good morning, I'm doing great, how are you doing out there?
How's it going? So you're on Pacific time, you're in Oregon or California, Oregon?
Well, no, right now we are in California.
Okay.
But we're full-time RVers, and who knows where we might be the next day or the next. We've been on the road for about 14 years full-time.
Okay, wow.
And, just traveling and tasting and cooking and just enjoying the life on the road.
No, I saw that you have a show called RV Cooking Show, and I thought it's a show that's been on TV and online. Tell us really how that got started.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, as we began to travel, naturally all of our friends were interested in where we were and what we were doing. And when we lived big house, we were pretty well known for great dinner parties and having our friends over. And you know how it is. There's nothing like gathering friends over. Everybody gathers in the kitchen. One thing leads to another. People are looking over your shoulder. Hey, what are you making? And so I wanted to share that with my friends on the while I was on the road, but they weren't with me. So we decided that we would film a little cooking. So kind of like where we've been and what we're eating and what we're cooking. And one thing led to another. We filmed an episode, which was really just for our friends and family. One thing led to another. We put it on YouTube, and before you knew it, shows were seen around the globe and some of the top food shows all over the world. And we said, aha, this is cool.
You like put one and two in a click, and bam, that's all.
Yeah. So, we've been doing this for 6-7 years. And our show is all about RV travel.
Okay.
And tasting. So we call ourselves an RV travel, part RV travel guide, part cooking class on the hills. We travel to different destinations. Some of the destinations are really well-known, like, you know, Grand Canyon, Tucson, that type of thing. And others are a little more hidden. And we talk about the great places to see, things to do, but to enjoy. And we also enjoy some of the local food. So we come back to our RV, and we prepare a local-inspired dish.
Now, when you're deciding, when your partner, you guys are deciding on a spot to go, how do you guys decide? You guys, okay, listen, let's close our eyes and kind of point to the map, or how does that work out as far as choosing an area, a new adventurous area?
Mm-hmm. Well, because we've been on the road for so long, we've seen lots and lots of places. But we usually go wherever our heart calls us to go. We love the ocean, and we love warm water. So those guide us quite a bit.
Wow. So you're drawn to the water, then?
Yeah. You know, Jimmy Buffett made us go to the Keys.
Okay.
Three times.
No. I mean, he has those songs, you know, those songs just kind of make you put you in a good mood, and the tropical shirt and Margaritaville. I mean, you got to follow. That's a good following right there. You got to follow that.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that lyric where he says, I got to go where it's warm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So, now, as far as, no, I was looking at the, at, I saw that you, that it's, this is, this gene has been passed on as far as traveling, you know, from past generations, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's really, just to me at least, very amazing. My grandson Nana, on my mother's side, my mother's father and her stepmother, my Nana, traveled quite a bit. And when I was a kid, I knew they traveled quite a bit, and that was great. Well, you know, fast forward a number of years. I'm not going to tell you how many years. But fast forward a number of years.
Yes, we'll take number. We'll take number.
And we happened to be at my Nana's house. My husband and I were at my Nana's house, and we were looking for some pictures. And I said, oh, my goodness, Nana, take a look at this. And it was in Tennessee, and it was the first place where there was nuclear fusion.
Mm.
And it's this wonderful, wonderful spot that you can visit. You can learn a lot about the history of energy. And I said, this is such an interesting place. Have you guys ever seen it? She said, honey, probably ever seen it. Your grandpa was the head builder, and I was the head bookkeeper.
Wow.
Now, we just backed up and went so well.
Well, I know you're like, fine.
Unbelievable. And so, kind of interesting. Well,
now, you know, as far as us being on a, you know, Flavor Living Radio, tell us, like, I know when people are camping, because last week we did the, as far as the tent camping outdoors with the cooking and the, but here it's different. You're in an RV, you have a refrigerator. So, can you explain, like, what's good to bring, and how does that, you know, the function of the RV?
Sure. You know, the thing about being in an RV kitchen, it's just like being in a kitchen at home, but a little more compact, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people say, oh, well, you can't really cook much in your RV kitchen, but believe it or not, I cook a full-on Thanksgiving dinner
in my
RV.
No way.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yep, everything from soup to nuts, I cook it all. So you can function with an RV kitchen just like you do at home, with the added bonus of having a beautiful outdoor area wherever you happen to be camping, and grilling. So it's certainly something that can be done, and I know a lot of people do it. What I always tell folks is that when you go out on your RV trip, if you're not living in your RV, you think, ooh, I'd like to try a different dish. I'd like to try gluten this or cooking this. Go ahead and try it. See what it's like. But remember that when you're out camping, you want to have fun and you want to enjoy and you want it to be no stress. So if you're thinking that you're not a great cook, don't like to cook, then stick to the basics. Stick to what you know. Mm-hmm. Bring the things that you know. Mm-hmm. And just enjoy. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I love, love, love are the farm markets. And we have those everywhere here in this area of California. And go to the farm market, see what's local, see what's fresh. Talk to the farmer, ask them what they grow and how do they grow it. How do you prepare this funny-looking vegetable?
So then you say, like, make it an adventure. Make it creative and fun
when you're cooking on camping.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean, why not? We all have to eat, right?
That's true. That is true.
We all have to eat, and, you know, what was one of the things when my husband Ray and I went on the road is we were both working in, you know, the corporate world, and we thought, oh, my gosh, we eat out so much. Wouldn't it be great to be able to just spend time together enjoying things like cooking, like food? So it's not a rush.
Wow, and now you're, like, well-known for it now. You know, you're, like, well-known, you know.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you know, we love to share our recipes and our tips and our tricks. And we love to hear from our viewers and hear what recipes they're making and different advances that they've made in their RV kitchens, too.
Well, I just caught wind and I was looking at that you just got back from the Outback from Australia.
Yes, we did.
Yes, you went on Australia. Now, you know, this is with kangaroos, koala bears, dingoes. Please tell us about Australia and cooking there compared to America, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been on the road for 14 years, so we've traveled lots of places in the United States, and we've been very interested in Australia and their culture and the beauty and the food and the people. And we decided that we would head over there. I have a partner over there, Terry Goodall, with Pathfinder Outdoor Destinations.
Okay.
And together with RV Cooking Show, we created a brand called 90 Days Down Under, Two Americans, One Road Trip. And we were over there for 90 days, 3 months.
That's too
full.
90 days.
It was fantastic. We had a little Maui motorhome, an Ultima, so the little van type of motorhome.
Okay.
And what a pleasure that was to drive, except we drive on the wrong side of the street from the wrong side of the car.
You mean the steering wheel was on the left-hand side?
The steering wheel was on the right-hand side.
Right-hand side.
Okay. Yeah. So they call it a right-hand drive, and they drive on the left side of the street. So we kind of got used to that. My husband's a great driver.
Okay.
I was with the date, so keep left. So that was great. And we started out in Melbourne. Well, Melbourne is how they say it. Their R's are kind of soft.
Okay.
And we explored their cafe culture and their restaurant culture and their market culture. And we traveled up the East Coast, all across the Great Ocean Road, and back around, and up the East Coast, all the way to far north Queensland, and along the way, stopping to explore their tropical fruits, their pristine vegetables, thoughts to different chefs. We got to cook with several different chefs that they had about Australian cuisine, and they love their pizza over there. One of the things that we enjoyed were meat pies.
I heard about the meat pies there. I did heard about that. Yes.
They were meat pies here. Not like there. Garamundi on the grill. And we would say, put some shrimp on the barbie. They call them prawns. And their barbecues are more like a flat plate.
Well, you know, they're known to do a lot of barbecuing outside, people from Australia.
Yeah. But their barbecue's not like our barbecues. Like, when I think of a barbecue, I think of my Weber grill, right?
Yes. True, like mine, too.
Right. But there, they have these things in almost every part called a camp kitchen. And the camp kitchen has just kind of a flat grill that they call a barbecue.
Oh, wow.
People gather together, folks cook whatever they've got on the camp kitchen grill. In the camp kitchen, there's also a refrigerator, a microwave, a toaster, a hot water kettle, and sometimes even a hot water instant dispenser.
So you mean as far as the RV, like we have in America, if the RV goes outside?
Exactly. Ah. And it's a wonderful thing. But, you know, the food is fantastic over there. They like simple, they like fresh, and they like quick and easy.
Wow. Did you guys exchange different cultures as far as Australia and America?
Oh, sure. Yes. Absolutely. We made some things to us. For example, we filmed 20-something shows while we were over there.
Wow.
So we did lots of different things. But, have you ever made a pizza on the grill?
I have not made a pizza on the grill. So that's new.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch my Las Vegas show.
Well, I mean, I was watching a couple of the shows, and I saw that you're an editor for the Huffington Post.
You know, I am. I do a little bit of that. I write for lots of different magazines and whatnot. So just kind of really share the lifestyle, you know, share the food, share my travels to Australia, and inspire other people and let them know that it can be done.
Okay, we're back with our show, Flavor Living Radio, and we were just talking and listening to our interview, Yvonne Schneider from RVCookingShow.com. And, you know, she was talking about Jimmy Buffett, and I had to go find the song. This is dedicated to RVCookingShow.com from The Flavor.
Scored on the home range. Everything seems
We are back here on Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian. And here we are, August the 3rd, Sunday, here with our show. And we are just talking about Yvonne, and we just played Jimmy Buffett, and they were both right. Yvonne was right, and Jimmy Buffett was right about I got to go where it's warm. I got to go somewhere where it's warm. They were right, you know. But let's go back to part two and see what's going on in part two with RVCookingShow.com as our theme show today. And we're going to go back to our interview. And please relax and enjoy.
It's going to be fun.
Wow. You have to tell us, like, I know there's been some, as far as when you met the Australian culture and American culture, were they very, really receptive to the American style of camping and food?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They love American camping. They're just like we love RVs over here. So one of the things that we got to do while we were over there was visit lots of different farms. So we got to go to Broken Nose Vanilla. And have you ever seen vanilla beans grown?
No, I have not. Wow.
Yeah, I haven't either. It was amazing. And then we went to Aussie Pepper Company, Pepper Paddock. Paddock is what they call their farms, their growing areas. And we got to see it's not black pepper, but when it dries, it's black pepper. But peppercorns being grown.
Ah, okay.
How cool is that?
Wow.
They grow a lot of sugar over there. They grow a lot of bananas and pineapples and pawpaws, which are papayas. Just a lot of great stuff. And they were, we took those ingredients back after visiting the farms and the farmers and the growers, and I created something with them, which is what we do. We go to the local culture, explore, find out what is local. I mean, because, you know, you can buy, especially here in the States, you can buy the same food everywhere in the country.
Yes, you can.
Right? The Safeway or the Albertsons or the...
Yes. Whole Foods, yes.
Yes, but there's nothing like going to the farm market or just a small local market and picking up things that are local and delicious and getting them to go.
And you know what's really cool about it? It's like when you go to a farmer's market like you guys went to Australia, that farmer's market is going to be so unique than the one in, in California or South Carolina. Every farmer's market is totally different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, some of the farm markets sell fish and beef and chicken and pork, and some are strictly vegetables. And over there, their markets also have crafts and home goods. And it's interesting to talk to the people and hear their story. It's great.
Well, could you tell us, what's a good, Australian meal that you learned there?
What is a good Australian meal? Well, certainly.
I can't say I am meaty.
Say that again.
You know how they say Australian? They go, I am meaty.
Hey,
meaty. Hey, meaty. No, I can't say that.
G'day, mate.
Yeah, meaty.
So here's what they say. G'day, mate. How you doing? Give me a while to figure out that how you going, then. How are you? So, mate, here's how they do it.
Okay,
there's a couple really interesting things that they have. I was really amazed to become... Being from California here of late in avocado growing season, they have a dish there called avocado smash, which is so popular. It's on every menu, and it's usually like $20, $24. Just amazing. Delicious, beautiful. But what it is a piece of fabulous bread, artisan bread. It's toasted, maybe with a little bit of olive oil, maybe a little bit of garlic, and an avocado that's smashed on top of it, with some reduced balsamic vinegar and a shave or two of Parmesan cheese.
Wow. So, basically, so the bread is toasted.
Right.
And avocado is kind of smushed, very smushed, or kind of diced or cut.
It's smashed. Mm. So it's with the back of a fork. So you take a beautiful ripe avocado, cut it into quarters, put a quarter of it on one beautiful piece of grilled bread with a little olive oil to make it nice and crisp and some garlic if you like it. And the avocado on it, use the back of your fork to smush it down. Top it with a couple other things, a little bit of balsamic vinegar, a little cheese. It's a beautiful thing.
Ah. Yeah, that was, I could see me saying, after eating, having this.
Yeah. Simple, right?
Yeah, very simple.
Simple. And as a matter of fact, we just got back, and the first meal that I cooked for some friends of ours that picked us up from the airport was a dish that included an avocado smash.
Ah.
Fantastic.
Well, a lot of, you would think, different dishes have 5 ingredients or 10 ingredients. It's like basically 4 ingredients, four toppings,
How simple is that? You're traveling around, they grow beautiful avocados or whatever happens to be grown in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You pick it up at the farm market and that's it. Simple, easy. You can grill it aside if it happens and can't picture it here on your liver. Or if it happens to be, a little bit cool or a little overcast outside, you can do the same inside.
Wow.
And enjoy it.
Wow.
Another thing that they do a lot of are dips. So they might have a hummus. They might have, so you can order a platter that maybe has hummus and maybe some eggplant dip and maybe some beetroot.
Oh.
And a little bit of olive oil and always, always some delicious salt and some gorgeous bread, and that's what they eat.
Wow.
I
can see what you're saying. You would say Australian has like a lot of different styles of dips, lots of different taste dips.
They've got several. They've got the standard hummus, and then they put the red peppers in the hummus, or the black olives, the big Greek influence. There's kind of a melting pot over there.
That's right. People were there, and different people went to Australia.
A lot of Asian, Greeks, the Aboriginals, of course, are there, and yes. They have the indigenous things like wattle seed, which actually tastes like coffee.
Ah.
You can have wattle seed ice cream. And it tastes like coffee ice cream.
Oh, no, you said wattle seed, right?
Wattle seed. Mm-hmm.
Wattle seed. Oh, like what is wattle seed?
It comes off a tree. The Aboriginals used it a lot.
Huh?
And it's fantastic. But it's got that coffee flavor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, that's lovely. And it's so diverse over there. They use a lot of beet, by the way.
Okay.
To beet relish. They have beet dip. They love beets, and so do I. We made beets last night, again, here at home. Now, do you like beets?
I do like beets. I grew up on beets because we had a garden, and we would plant beets. My dad was a farm, kind of into farming, and we had beets for salad. We always had beets in our salad, homegrown.
Do you cook your beets, or do you just grate them and have them fresh?
They were mostly like they were mostly fresh, from the farming, and we would just put them how you would make a. Now, cooking would be different. We never cooked with beets. So that's... Oh, wait a minute. We did have beets. We had them during, Thanksgiving. But I'm new at cooking with beets. I'm really new with beets. We had them every so often.
Well, I made some beets. I picked them off at the farm market here locally today because I had a beet on my mind from Australia for my 90-day Canada trip. And so I picked up some beets, and the way that I prepare them, you can prepare them in your RV, on the road, as you travel. And my girlfriend was
said to me, oh, I saw those beets at the market, and I wanted to clean, but I didn't know what to do with them. Well, here's what I do with them.
Yeah.
I take the beets, I cut the tops and the bottoms off, and I peel them. That's just how I like to do that. And I stay near the sink, and I make sure to cover myself up with an apron, because they can splatter. And then I cut them into chunks. I half them, and half them again, and then cut them up into, you know, just little chunks.
Okay.
I put them on a piece of heavy-duty aluminum foil. I put salt and pepper on them, and I sprinkle them with a good olive oil. And then I fold the aluminum foil up to create a pouch.
Oh.
I leave a little ripple on the top so air can circulate around, but I fill the sides, and I fold the top really nice, so it's like a tent, is what it is.
Wow.
I just plop that on the grill. Easy peasy, fresh and squeezy. That's it.
That's almost like a beet casserole.
Well, the beet is like steamed, kind of steamed beet.
Okay.
And I just leave it right there on the grill for about 15, 20 minutes or while everything else cooks. I take it off the grill. I open up the packet, the aluminum foil packet. Steam comes out. Be careful, the steam is really hot. Then the steam comes out, and sometimes the beets are super soft, sometimes they're a little crunchy, they're always, always delicious.
You know what happened when we were talking? I was like, yeah, we grow them. I mix the beets with radishes. So that's why, that's what happened. So beets have been like, we've had in our life growing up, we've had beets every now and then. So beets are a new item, you know. I was thinking of, in many people's lives, you know, I can't speak for it, but it would be new for me to start cooking with beets, you know.
Try that recipe. In fact, if you like, I'll send you the recipe.
Yes. Yes. You have to send here.
I mean, it's super easy.
I love different styles. It's like, the dishes are really down to earth, and so that's really good, you know.
Local, fresh, seasonal. A couple of things that we use in our kitchen for your listeners that are interested in cooking in an RV. I always use my toaster oven.
Okay, smart.
Often I use my toaster oven, is terrific. And I use my stovetop every day. I also have a cook pot. And the crock pot is pretty cool. The crock pot's great in the winter when it's a little bit chilly inside.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a soup or a roast.
Mm. Wow.
Inside it warms everything up. It smells good. And you put it on in the morning, then you can go for a hike or an adventure to explore. You come home, it's done.
Well, you know, I saw a show once. You were doing an interview, and I thought it was so interesting. I know. It was about recycling. You were interviewing a gentleman from Maryland, and you guys were talking, the whole show was on solar panel and recycling. I just thought that was really fascinating.
Yeah. That's my service from Cherry Hills, RV park.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool about, you know, I'm just getting, you know, my girlfriend here kind of getting me into recycling here, and it's a little, you know, it's new for me, you know. But I like in this recycling and solar power. Do you do that now, today, still, and recycling and solar power and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, most parks have recycling bins, so you can always recycle. And in Australia, almost every park has recycling bins. And some were almost boggled the mind. There were four or five different bins, one for each.
No way. Very, like, you know, individualized, very like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, and of course, solar panels and whatnot. And, you know, then there's the good old passive solar. So if it's chilly inside, you open your blinds and the sun comes through and it warms you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow.
So, yeah, really, really great. Now, can I tell you something else about a crock pot?
This is the show. RV cooking. So the theme of the show is you're the specialist. You have the show.
Well, let me tell you. People say the crock pot is only good for the winter.
Okay.
Only comes out once it starts to get a little bit chilly. But a crock pot is also a terrific tool in the summer. When it's a little too hot to cook and you're a little bit warm, you can take your crock pot, put it outside your RV, plug it in on a table, and just make sure that there aren't any animals around, like bears or whatnot, that are attracted to the food. And you can do the same thing. You can, you know, cook a beautiful pork roast or a beautiful chicken or something like that in your crock pot outside your camper, so everything inside stays nice and cool, and you can go out and have your day of fun, and all your neighbors will be waiting for you to have dinner when you return home.
Wow.
It's really a fabulous.
And those are, you mean, that's a very, those smells from the crock pot are so unique. Totally different than camping outside or on the stove. That's a unique smell, you know.
Absolutely. Now, I have another show. It is my Fall Apart Tender Crock Pot Pork Roast. And it is a pork butt that you rub with a little bit of soy sauce. You smush a little bit of brown sugar into it. You set it down in the crock pot. You take some apple juice and just pour that around the rim, not over the pork roast, because you don't want to wash the sugar off. Just right around the rim of the crock pot. Put the lid on and let it cook 8 hours, 10 hours, until you can take a fork and you can smoosh it down, and it just falls apart tender.
Wow. Where can I find that show?
That is right on my website,
partycookingshow.com,
and if you search for Fall Apart Tender pork roast, you'll find it.
Okay. Well, Yvonne?
Well,
thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio and sharing some tips and your trip to Australia. So can you tell everybody where they can find, as far as the show about the 90-day exploration there in Australia with an RV and cooking, and your website, also your website?
Sure, sure. Certainly our show is RV Cooking Show. You can find that on rvcookingshow.com, and we've got about 60 different episodes that span the years. Our first one was Guacamole in Tucson, and boy, oh boy, have we gotten better over the years. So that goes out. For our Australia trip, we have a pretty strong Facebook presence, and we'd love to invite everybody to check out our Facebook page and like our page and follow along, because even though we're back, there's still, like I said, 20-something shows in the can. We're busy eating and exploring and meeting people and talking, so we found that we wouldn't edit everything. So those are still some, and you can see them on Facebook page. And it's a little bit tricky. It's facebook.com, 90 Days Down Under Road Trip.
Okay.
90 Days Down Under Road Trip. So people can find us and like us there. And certainly they can watch us on Rollin' On TV.
Okay.
We have a lot of Australia segments and more on Rollin' On TV, which is shown in about 40 households. So chances are it might be in your household. And, of course, just online.
Wow. This has been a really cool, you know, just an interview, you know. So, all right, Macy. Okay, Macy, right? Macy?
All right, Nate.
Macy?
All right, Nate.
All right, Nate. Thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio, and yes, continue RV cooking, the RV cooking show, and thank you for being on our show.
It is my pleasure, and you have a great day, and get out there and explore the road, maybe down under.
Yes. She was talking about the guacamole. All right. All right. Bye now. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
horses in a row, empty of the ink guys. We have been listening for you. We've passed the time playing shuffle with the cards. When you sing song, then we'll think about you. Adam, come, Sally, sing. Muy poco conocido.
Living Radio.